The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Five minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Thursday, November 10th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you. So glad you could join us as the conversation continues. We'll get to that in just a second. We've got the Veterans Day special. Veterans Day is tomorrow, but we're doing it all week here at the Power Mall. 10% off our site-wide sale, which excludes drop ship products. For those of you wanting the winter wellness bundle, you try to say that about 50 times as fast as you can and see how it comes out. OptiVita's got this deal going with the Power Mall. We're going to hook you up with two boxes of silver lozenges, a bottle of vitamin C, and a bottle of vitamin D. And the sale price is $53 instead of $70.90, which means that you can add the silver gel, 24 part per million, and OptiVita silver liquid, 10 part per million. I ordered two bottles of that on my last order. So understand that we like that silver liquid. We've had conversations about that here on the show. You know how effective it is as far as taking care of that garbage, the toxic garbage in your system. And, of course, the Sun Air Purifier, which is a drop ship product. And, of course, we talked to Dale Mitchell about that on the show. You get two free bottles of Tranquil when you purchase that Sun Air Purifier. And I'm telling you, I got one here in the house, and I love it. And if something smells in the kitchen, it's because the Sun Air Purifier is working. Trust me, you're breathing good, clean air. The Genesis Gold Group is now partnering with us because there's an issue. The issue is currency. It's what we normally refer to as M1 in the world of economics. Man-made paper comes off a printing press at the Bureau of Printing and Engraving. Been there, seen it, took a tour. Oh, yeah. If you haven't been to the Bureau of Printing and Engraving, let me tell you, it's something else watching this. Sheets of this stuff, and then it gets cut up into nice little even rectangles and gets distributed, this man-made currency, which they call legal tender for all debts, public and private. And, you know, man-made currency always leads nations down the path to increased war, greed, and ultimate collapse because of the value that we, the people, have put in it. Mistakenly, I would think. Genesis Gold Group believes in empowering faith-driven stewardship with gold and silver, which are an integral part of a balanced portfolio. Protecting your finances with precious metals has never been more important and crucial during these trying and dark times. And they are dark. I'm going to get to that in a minute. With a combined 50-plus years experience in the precious metals industry, your Genesis Gold and Silver experts will guide you through the simplicity of asset protection and growth with a Genesis Gold IRA. And for those of you who want to hold on to gold and silver coins, let me tell you, you can do that. Not only do they sell gold and silver coins, they also sell platinum and palladium coins as well. So to me, silver is the best bet. That's just the easiest, most tradable denomination. You know, I always had a problem with buying $100 gold coins because if you had to buy a rake and all you had was a $100 gold coin, that'd be the most damned expensive rake you ever bought. But the whole idea is having it in your possession, that's the good thing. GenesisGoldGroup.com is their website, 1-800-200-GOLD. That's the easiest way to do it. And if you spell it out on your phone, 4653 are those last four numbers, or you can email them at info@genesisgoldgroup.com. At least have a conversation with them and tell them what's going on. Talk to them about your portfolio and where you've got everything invested. I got out of the markets. Don't trust the markets. You know, because it's manipulated by the rich to take advantage of the poor. That's the way I look at the markets. And the markets only constitute 8% of what's going on in our nation's economy, for those of you who haven't figured that out yet. I'm sure a lot of you have. And we're also, because of inflation and everything else that's going on, happy to be offering a storable food option with Heaven's Harvest. Heaven'sHarvest.com is their website. 1-800-516-4773 is their number. You mentioned Power Hour. You get 5% off your purchase. And see, here's why I like it. I actually got some of this. I got the seed kit. And for those of you, let's see, we got all sorts of different products here. Oh, I left the seed kit on the other side of the room here, so I can't show it to you, but I'm going to tell you something. It's huge. You will want to get a seed kit. For those of you that are looking for the non-GMO heirloom seeds, but the Harvest Food Kits provide you with serving sizes and calories that fill you up for the long haul with no fillers. Now, what am I talking about, fillers? Because a lot of these other companies stick you with fillers. And the fillers I'm talking about is juice, drink mixes, chocolate pudding. How much chocolate pudding do you think you're going to eat? Loaded with sugar. And the, of course, rice and beans, which when we had Clayton Llewellyn on the show, which I think we're going to bring him back. We need to have a further conversation about this. You can go to Walmart and get rice and beans to your heart's content. And you don't have to worry about getting these big, heavy, bulky shipments, which cost a lot of money, by the way, to send to you. And that adds to the cost of the product. And rather than do that, we're not going to give you rice and beans. You get to go out and get that on your own and get your own 5-gallon buckets and your desiccant crystals and whatever you're using to keep the moisture out. And see, here's the thing. You can shop other companies, which I'm sure you have, but make the comparison. Take a look at the contents of the Heaven's Harvest kits. You're going to be pleasantly surprised by the food variety and the serving sizes. We're dedicated to supplying Americans with the highest quality products to ensure survival in a crisis. Truth Bomb, buy it, and we hope you don't need it. But I'm testing the products out. I'm telling you, I like them. I love that broccoli cheese soup. Whew, that is something else. You ever had beer cheese soup? Yeah, for those of you who have not, that's a good thing. Beer cheese soup is always good. You can add beer to anything, and it tastes good. And you don't have to worry because you cook the alcohol out in the soup. But we make beer cheese soup on occasion. I'm telling you, you know, with the cheese whiz and all that good stuff. I mean, it's awesome. It's great tasting stuff. We used to serve it at our restaurant. Ah, yes, I used to own a restaurant. I took an old 1941 Union Pacific Railroad caboose and converted it into a restaurant and coffee shop east of Dallas. How's that for entrepreneurial? And it was even featured on CBS News this morning. And I didn't even know it. Somebody showed up at a breakfast there and said it's a great place to eat. So and we made beer cheese soup. So don't yell at me. And those of you who still want to go to the Red Pill Fall Expo in Salt Lake City at the Salt Palace Convention Center in the Salt Lake Marriott downtown at City Creek can still do that. It's happening Saturday and Sunday. Use the code POWERHOUR on our link when you register for the event and get 10% off your tickets. And all of our partners you can see by visiting thepowerhour.com, thepowerhour.com, and clicking on the partners tab. And if you're not getting the email blast and following us on social media for Power Hour updates, news, and more, you should be. Otherwise, you're going to be missing out. At the top of our next hour, Alan B. Clark, retired West Pointer and captain, Army officer assigned to Special Forces. He's written this 478-page book, and I'm going to be honest, I haven't gotten through the whole thing. It's voluminous, and it's chock full of information. You thought Behold a Pale Horse was something. Oh, wait till you read this book. Yeah, Soldier's Blood and Bloodied Money. Wait till you read that. You know exactly where all this is coming from. And he will be joining us in our next hour. Now, instead of hitting the world news stage like we usually do right away, I got to get to some other stuff here. We had Paul Craig Roberts on our show yesterday, and we had a delightful conversation about another stolen election. And you got to ask yourself all these little questions about what's going on and why it's taking Arizona, Nevada, and Georgia and everybody else, and why we had the elections in Pennsylvania we did. I'll get to that in a second. I'll tell you why we had that problem in Pennsylvania. Republicans have won 6 million more votes than Democrats in House races, but gained relatively few seats. Yeah, this red wave thing didn't happen. We anticipated the overall mood of the country, but there's the old term, el estupido, which we'll get to here in just a second. Paul Craig Roberts brought that up on the show yesterday. There's only two reasons why. we have an issue like this. One, either the people are totally stupid and need to leave the gene pool immediately, or in the alternative, something nefarious happened at the polls. We brought up the fact that the Detroit media picked up on, after the election headquarters closed, they were delivering truckloads of ballots. So don't think they won't do it again. They will do it again. They are doing it again. Now try to prove it. We got the video. That's the one good thing. We have video showing it. So we'll see what they do. They may not do anything. They may just say, ha, 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 piss on all of you. We control your government. You will do what you're told. And you'll just sit idly by and let it happen, right? Yeah. The U.S. Army, by the way, mistakenly put hundreds of participants in its National Guard and Reserve recruitment programs onto a criminal watch list during an investigation into fraudulent bonuses. It revealed yesterday, or today, as a matter of fact, that came out. Some 1,900 names were placed on the FBI's Interstate Identification Index. This is a database of individual criminal histories which facilitate information sharing between federal and state law enforcement. In the course of a four-year investigation by the Army's Criminal Investigation Division into fraudulent payouts for recruitment referrals, recruiters were supposed to receive $2,000 for every new person they signed up. But by the time the program came under scrutiny, it was found that many were taking payments for recruits they never met. While the probe punished 286 of those people with administrative sanctions and 137 were actually prosecuted, hundreds more were found to have committed no offense. And proper procedures were not always followed to clear their names after the fact. So now they got a record. Democracy is on the ballot, of course. Nah. That was the constant henpecking refrain by the Democrat Party. And you see, this is what motivated the Democrats. And see, you notice that it was all the mainstream media stations that brought it up, even Fox News, because they were reciting what the mainstream media was doing and scaring the other side into el stupido. The most important election of our lifetime. Nope, that is not, like literally every election in the last 20 years. See, unfortunately, the voting machines they champion might not read the ballots, so we won't really know for sure if democracy carried the day. There's already loads of machines that are having problems. Matt Margolis reported on what the local media and precinct operators are now dubbing tabulation issues in Maricopa County, Arizona, an obvious euphemism for the failure of the Democrat machines to count votes. And see, you know, Carrie Lake's been on the media telling everybody, look, I'm going to win this thing. You watch. Well, we don't know yet, Carrie. We don't know what's going on, and we know that there's going to be challenges to this. That's why they got all the lawsuits filed. Warnock and Walker are projected to advance to the Georgia Senate runoff election next month. And, you know, there's obvious reasons for that because neither one of them breached the 50% threshold that prevents a runoff election from occurring. And now we move on to that famous story about what happened in Pennsylvania. Yep. And you want to know why the Democrats elected Fetterslut? Yep. I thought you might say that. Thank you, Todd, for that. I know you're all getting a good laugh out of that, aren't you? Now, this isn't funny. They elected Fetterslut because they were all told to go to the polls and vote Democrat. Party line, party ticket, do this and do it early. Stack them up, rack them, stack them, and jack them. That's the whole idea behind nailing Oz. And now, Oz, I'm not saying, was without fault. Many people looked at him as the lesser of two evils. And not because of his Muslim roots, but because he was the lesser of two evils. When you don't run good, solid candidates that believe in constitutional Christendom, we have a problem. You're not going to get the results you want. But to further pontificate on the El Stupido event, these voters that went out and registered early and voted early may have contributed to part of the fraud that got Fetterslut elected. A state lawmaker in Pennsylvania has been reelected to another term in office despite already passing away last month. Yeah, State Rep Tony DeLuca, a Democrat, died at age 85 on October 9th due to lymphoma. The timing of his death, of course, was too late for election officials to change the ballot, so they just let it go. And so he won in a landslide. Got more than 85% of the vote in the 32nd district in Allegheny County, you Pittsburgh El Stupidos. Yeah, 14,000 votes on Election Day, more than 7,000 votes via mail. There's your issue right there. Because, see, these people only hear what they want to hear, and they're being threatened because the GOP is going to. See, they've carried this stupid narrative in their brains. And apparently, you know, maybe we should have $20 a gallon gasoline for them because they're acting all woke and privileged. So maybe we should give them woke pricing. What do you think? That's why we have a phone number you can call, 844-769-2944. For you stupid people in Pennsylvania that voted for Tony DeLuca, you should have your heads examined, and maybe you should check out of the gene pool. What do you think? Here's a real problem for people that vote for dead people. Here you thought that in Chicago only dead people voted. How about voting for dead people? God, you got to love the stupidity of people who aren't paying attention to what's going on. They just, oh, we have to go. We have to go vote party line. Vote straight ticket. Vote straight ticket. We need to vote straight ticket. Yeah, they sure did all right. The Green candidate, Quionia Zara Livingston, got only 14% of the vote, and she was actually alive. Gotta love that. Stupid is as stupid does, as Forrest Gump said, right, Patrice in Ohio?
You can't fix stupid.
I knew you were going to bring that up.
Those people deserve him.
Yeah.
I know that state all too well. I did business in that state. They're the worst when it comes to taxes. They're talk about live free and die. Yeah. They're the worst.
Well, but you
they
just
are
made,
the worst and they deserve him.
Thank you. You just made a very valid point. The stupid ones voted him in, but you see the people who aren't stupid, like our board op who lives there, you know, he has to suffer
they
with this garbage.
Then they will leave.
That may not be a bad idea. You know, I'm just really frustrated with the whole thing when I don't even live in Pennsylvania, and I'm looking at the situation going, how could people vote a dead person back into office? What is your problem? Are you not connected with reality?
Well, that's a technicality, because it's 50 days.
BS.
It's their law. But they have archaic laws on the books, but those people allow that. And here again, I'm bringing up the false authority. It's all about this false authority. Vincent brought up a good point that wasn't answered by Dr. Paul Craig Rogers.
Paul Craig Roberts. Patrice, we have an article that we're putting on the email blast that everybody's got to read in this morning's email blast that we're putting out.
Yeah, but he asked him specifically about, so tell me about our birth certificates, how they get traded on Wall Street.
Here's the thing. He would like to come back, Patrice, he would like to come back on the show, right? And I'm going to have a guest on in the next hour, and I'm going to ask him that question because he has deep dived into so much research on the banksters and everything else. They have taken the will of we the people and converted it into tradable, you know, bonds, if you will.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, some way, shape, or form, we have insurance policies on each one of us that get cashed in. And see, during the foreclosure crisis, Patrice, we all found out about rehypothecation. I had people calling me going, my note has been sold over and over and over. I have multiple mortgages on my home. I did not even know. I only took out one, and there's been several. And I'm going, yeah, they took your credit and used it to convert it into something that they could trade on the market for a security. They loaned nothing, and they got securities money for it. And this is why we should have never, ever repealed the Glass-Steagall Act. Never.
Well, I was thinking last night, how did this all start? And it started when credit was introduced and people didn't have to carry their gold and silver with them. And somebody came up with this scheme of, okay, you can write on a piece of paper, this represents your gold and silver. And that's when it started.
Yep, and then Nixon took us off the gold standard, and that's kind of when it ended. But the thing is we still can invest in gold IRAs.
No, but
and
I mean, this has to go
coin.
Back to like the 1400s. This has to go back to like,
I'm trying to live in the present day here, Patrice. I can't help what happened in the 1400s.
Well, my last comment is with this whole election. So,
yeah.
You know, it's like football. You either win defensively or offensively. And guess we're going to win defensively because we're going to block and tackle and do everything to keep them from scoring points.
Exactly. And well, it looks like they've scored a few
that
we didn't anticipate.
And that's the only way
we're
going to get ahead.
Yep. You're right. Exactly right. Good point, Patrice. Thanks for your call. Kevin in Ohio, how are you, sir?
Hey, I'm fine. I hope you are, Dave.
I'm doing fabulous. Thanks for asking. What's on your mind?
Oh, this race in Nevada is really a big one, too.
Isn't it?
They're holding those votes out. You know, the two big places people live, Vegas and Reno.
That's right. Yep.
And that's where they're manufacturing the votes to make sure, you know, how many more days do they want? Another week or so, you know?
Yeah, I know. And see, that's the thing. You know, they really have to start paying attention. I mean, if Nevada is one of those places that the federal poll watchers, supposedly the DOJ, sent out, I'm not sure whether they were there to interfere with the election or ensure that they were going to do the right thing this time and that we were going to have a free and fair election. Now, again, we're looking at the fact that you've got all of the 2020 insinuations and intimations still floating about how the election got stolen, the suitcases of ballots that came out after they papered up the windows and we had a leak in the men's urinal and God knows what else. I mean, there's only so much of this fluff that you can pander on the voters before the voters start waking up and realize their government has been hijacked by the elite. And this is exactly what is happening in America. And Paul Craig Roberts made that very, very clear yesterday. And my guest today, Alan Clark, we're going to make that even clearer. Because we're going to get into that in this show with this book he's got out. So what are your other machinations going on today?
No, I want to buy this guy's book right off the bat. I know that. And Roger Stone wrote an article the other day about how this is really being taken over by at such a high level that all these little shenanigans below are what we see. But there's no way we can stop it. And lastly, I'd like to leave you with one I heard yesterday.
Yeah, what was that?
In the United States, voting's becoming like masturbating. It gives you a moment of pleasure, but it means nothing.
Thank you for that, Kevin. We're at the break now. I'll leave that one alone for a minute. We'll come back after the break with more news and your phone calls. Stay with us.
Have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarasp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
J.P. Morgan recently warned investors of an economic hurricane heading our way. If you currently have an IRA or 401k, find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. As top economists continually warn us to brace ourselves, find out how to protect your portfolio today with our free definitive gold guide and create your own financial bunker safeguarding your IRA funds. Call right now at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Act now and learn how to protect your IRA and 401k today. Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. That number again is 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-4653.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
34 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Thursday, the 10th day of November, 2 days after the fateful day when we, the people, all of a sudden wake up and realize, oh, what's happening with these elections again? You gotta wonder. Kevin, I appreciate that joke that you told right before the break. Like I said, I got to leave that one alone. I was going to break out into my Bill Clinton impersonation. You know, we don't know what's going on in Bill Clinton's closet, but I can guarantee you that Monica did, in fact, sit on the presidential staff. We just don't have any proof, right? Bada bing, bada boom. We've got Wanda in Texas. I understand that you just got some Heaven's Harvest food in.
Yes, it was delivered yesterday. I got the protein kit. It was $450. I have a problem, though. I'm 76 years old. I live alone, and I'm at the end of a long gravel drive. There are two rental homes up from me that have had in the past people right out of prison. At night, it's pitch black down here. Now, he's got all of his logo on the box. It tells his address, the name of his company, and then in three different places, my name and my address. Now, I'm scared to death that he's put my life in danger. And I want to let your listeners know that, you know.
Okay, that's something that we actually, if you live in an area like that, wow.
Well, I own mine, and I can't just sell and move. And these rental houses have been there for about 8 years now, and they've had all kinds of people in and out, and I mean some really rough people. They've torn it up and all kinds of stuff. So I don't know. I've had my pickup stolen and, you know, different things, tools and things stolen. So I really don't appreciate him. You know, I've gone to a lot of pain and trouble not to let people know that I'm a prepper. And that's kind of shocked.
Yeah, I know. I did see that at the outside of the box, and that's something that we'll mention to Clayton. As a matter of fact, I've got his cell phone number, and I will do you a big favor, Wanda, and I will make that phone call after we get off the air. How about that? Would that work?
Well, whatever you feels right.
Well, no, I mean, I will, because, I mean, that's a legitimate complaint if you feel like you're, you know, you've been jeopardized. I mean, obviously,
yeah,
you know, we can't, there's some things that we can't help. I know that, you know, when you put advertising, if you put advertising on the box and you tell people what's in it, the propensity, it's like all these Amazon thieves that come up to your porch and take boxes off your porch. And I mean, you've just given somebody, hey, there's food in this box. Yeah, I can see a very legitimate concern with that. And I appreciate your letting us know exactly what's going on. And thank you for your call. I really hope that you have better success with this. And again, if you're rehydrating and everything, just remember, you may want to use a little bit less water than the directions call for, because you can always add, but you can't take away. So we appreciate your phone call and your concern about this. And I'm sorry you had that kind of experience and you're living in that kind of hell, because that's no fun. Being in an area like that, you've got that to worry about. So especially in Texas, of all places, most of the people that I know around here are locked and loaded. So I'm hoping that you are too. There's some real strange things going on with the elections. Oh, by the way, did you know that Putin is going to skip the world's G20 summit on Bali? Yeah, he's going to stay home. Wonder why that is, because Biden's going to be there. Yeah. Biden is going to assert American leadership abroad at the UN climate summit and the G20. Maybe this is one of the reasons why Putin just doesn't want to put up with that demented old man anymore. I don't know why we are. He says he's not going to do anything to change any of what happened. He got on the media and bragged about it, too. You see, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. So, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, there is a God out there, and we need to be praying to him, right, George in Canada? How are you, sir?
Oh, not too bad, thanks. Yes, we do have to keep praying. And by and large, you know, you go back to the old days with Joyce. There used to be a guy, he's dead now, and his daughters took over his website and mission. I can't remember his name off the top of my head. I'd have to really think about it. But he wrote a book a long time ago about the Voter News Service, and that was the service that gave the results to the media, and then the media would just publish the lies, and the election would be over. Because, as one of the great comrades in the past said, it doesn't matter who casts a ballot, it only matters who counts them or stuffs them. But I heard from Jim Stone's website that this Kanye West chap, who was saying all kinds of controversial things, has disappeared off the radar, and allegations are that they locked him up in some type of mental institution, according to Jim Stone, saying that his handler assistant is the perpetrator of that act, and he's been taken off the radar. And things that are on the radar are very, very important. I go to that Greek website, War 24/7 News, and they're saying 32 emergency action messages have been sent out to American nuclear forces. And these are like the command instructions to the nuclear deterrent forces. It's broken records. Even when it went to 18 in one day, that was a record ever. And it's not something to take lightly. U.S. Admiral Richard, who's in charge of STRATCOM, he makes it very, very clear the big one's coming, and it's coming soon. And that's something to take very, very seriously. So Putin is, you know, pretty much well advised not to go somewhere. Remember when he went to Australia? He had a couple of warships standing off the coast, a good way off the coast. But it was like medieval times. Like, you got your army in the distance, in that case, the Navy. You touch a hair on his head, and Sydney disappears in some type of cloud.
It reminds me of Game of Thrones.
Serious about. Another funny bit of news is a lot of the American weapons that, you know, kind of went to the Ukraine and disappeared have ended up somewhere, according to Sky News. Russia captured some, or maybe they bought some on the black market. They sent them to Iran. So, you know, somewhere down the road, maybe the Iranians can shoot them back at Americans in some type of terror attack or war. And yeah. I also see on the Daily Mail today that Iran has developed hypersonic missiles, too. So it may be a hell of a fight that's coming down the tubes.
Well, you know,
so
George,
if people
George,
are interested, I posted some
point.
Of these articles on my website, conspiracy-cafe.com. They can look into that. Don't take it lightly. Pray about those things because, you know, repentance and prayer are the only two options we have, and it's not something the Democrats would ever consider, even in the slightest regard. So we're all in this together. Take
hey,
out this horrible, horrible deep state that controls pretty much the world and getting them off
the
market. And
I got
one of the little songs reminded me of the 60s, One Tin Soldier. It's a classic. Play that one because the stone
Coming.
We're all fighting for just may have a great treasure underneath. Peace on earth is all it said.
So what do you think about Justin Trudeau swinging by the workroom on the upcoming spinoff of Canada's Drag Race? He's the first world leader to visit the RuPaul-founded event.
Of debauchery we have. Your sound's going down for some strange reason. I don't know why, but, you know, we're going to war. Things are, you know, deadly all over the world, and Justin Trudeau attends a drag queen show. Like, it just shows you the level of absolute incompetence we have for leaders.
Yep. All right. Well, I appreciate your input, George, this morning, and we all need to start praying. Thanks for your call. We appreciate it. So the thing is, you know, we've got so much going on in the world, and now this, all right, 24/7 news. Remember that? Did you write it down? Go do the research. He would not call the show and lie about something like that. That's pretty serious business. I don't know what he's done, and we haven't heard from Kanye West other than the fact that all the merchants of the earth have ditched him virtually. And if the people close to him have caused him any harm, well, that's on them, and judgment will be passed at a point in time in the future. We're talking about energy rationing for plebs only. COP27 bigwigs are blast air conditioning in 80-degree Egypt. Despite many green agenda-loving bigwigs pushing for countries to ration the use of heating and cooling to save energy, the COP27 conference is reporting blasting its elite attendees with air conditioning and 80-degree Egyptian heat. Very little sweating going on at that meeting, right? You see, all for me, not for thee. That's the way it works when you're elite, right? El Paso, Texas, by the way, has decided until it gets FEMA money, it's not going to ship any more migrant buses to New York City. So they're stacking up at the border. Rack 'em, stack 'em, and jack 'em. Yep. Germany, by the way, has banned communist China from purchasing a microchip factory in that country. Yeah. Amazing how they're coming in. They're taking over our real estate. They're moving into Germany. And we've got the gas crisis in Germany. Guess how much their economy has lost since the crisis began over $100 billion with a B dollars. Yep. This according to the Institute for Economic Research, one of Germany's largest financial think tanks. They've lost that much as a result of the ongoing crisis. U.S. is threatening Australia. Don't you dare ban nuclear weapons. Washington insists Australia is going to ruin its deterrence relationship with the U.S. if it signs a landmark treaty seeking to ban all nuclear weapons. U.S. is claiming the agreement will reinforce divisions between world powers while failing to address prevailing security threats around the globe. Also reduces the chance of a nuclear war. You know, I think the elite want a nuclear war. I really do. And if what George just told us is verifiable, which I'm sure he wouldn't have said it unless he checked into it, the chances of a nuke happening, which is why we're selling Nuke Protect on the Power Mall like crazy. I mean, people are of that opinion that we cannot trust. We can't trust our government with elections. How can we then trust them with our safety and general welfare, which they're supposed to be protecting us, and they have failed miserably because crime is rampant, despite what Governor Hochul thinks. Right, Dave, in New York?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, a little levity first, because you were talking about the FCC going ahead with a 5G and a 6G.
Oh, yeah.
And it reminded me that, you know, the killer, Jerry Lee Lewis, since I guess he just croaked recently.
Yeah,
but anyway, yeah. Okay, so you shook my will and you rattled my brain. Your 6G is driving me insane. You shook my will. What a bad thrill. Goodness gracious, what a brain fryer.
Yeah.
So,
not that part.
Well, hey, I wanted you to finish it.
I got you, buddy.
Yeah, Glenn Beck just had a couple hours ago on how they were screwing up with the vote out there. Oh, crap.
You're talking about Arizona. They got more than 400,000 ballots left to count, believe it or not. 400,000?
Yeah.
I mean, look at Florida process 7 million in one night, and they're saying this is how screwed up their election system is out there, which is why we've been hearing about all the lawsuits and all the garbage that they've had to deal with out there. Either these people are extremely slow, or this is very deliberate.
Well, yeah, but they did it dyslexic. They were counting them backwards, and that's so all the people that showed up to vote, that those ballots haven't been counted yet. And that's why she is going to win.
I know it. Yeah, well, you got to see that ACMY, ACMY. That's YMCA for those of you dyslexics out there. I'm not making fun, but don't try that at home. 400,000. You know, these people are really whacked out there. I'm serious. And you look at Hobbs, she has the exact mental mindset of Fetterslot, the same mindset. You look at her and she's got this vacant look in her eyes, like she's just being programmed and told what to do. And for her, Dave, to even say, I'm going to go supervise the elections when she's running as a gubernatorial candidate and they're counting the very votes that determine her future, that is such a conflict of interest. I can't believe that authorities in Arizona have not stepped in and stopped this nonsense.
That was Paul Newman in the movie Judge Roy Bean with the All-American Gutter Slut, just for anybody out there wants to know where that slogan came from.
There you go. Well, and I call him Better Slut because he's going to vote Biden. They're just going to tell him, push that button right there. Oh, there you go. There you go. See, it's up on your little crawl screen right there. Push that button right there. There, you just voted for Biden's thing. Okay. Oh, do that again. Hit that again. Oh, there you go. See, all they got to do is tell him what to do, and he'll do it. That's why they got him in there. Hooker by crook. If they voted a dead person in, they voted that fetter slut in the same way. All he's got to do is just sit there and keep pushing that button on the Senate floor every time there's a vote to vote for Biden, vote for Biden. He's like a broken record. He won't stop until he has another stroke and dies. That's just the way it is.
So they stole two of our electoral votes in the northern states because of the you know, when they came around and counted how many people were around, and they miscounted them. So in our limited republic, we have to remember how important that those electoral college votes are, because that's what keeps us from just being a flyover people, and our votes do matter in our limited republic.
Yep. Oh, they keep saying democracy is going to be threatened. Democracy. They keep forgetting we're in a constitutional republic, sir. You just reminded them again, if they're listening.
Well, somebody should start pushing on that, that they want that law. You know, they can write up a law, you know, to, and correct the problem so that those we get those back. I mean, otherwise, you know, I mean, obviously the handwriting is on the wall. I can't remember, you know, what section of the Bible that was in, the handwriting is on the wall. But the handwriting is on the wall, and that's where it came from. It's in the Bible, and we're we're primed for it.
I know it was. As long as you are making up songs, you know, I've got to put this other one together. Do you remember Hank Williams Jr. wrote that song, Food, Guns, and Money? Dun, dun, dun. Yeah. I'm going to rewrite that one.
Well,
I appreciate your call this morning, Dave. Thanks so much. Kayleigh McEnany, by the way, you know who she is. No, they've got her on Fox now. You know, former press secretary. Is now telling President Trump, former President Trump, you should wait till after December 6th to declare your candidacy if you're going to do this, because declaring it on the 15th, like you said you were going to do, could screw up the Georgia runoffs, and that will tilt the balance of power. So, you know, Ron DeSantis, definitely in Florida. I mean, look at, he took Miami-Dade, and you know there's a reason why he did. I think a lot of it had to do with what and how he handled A, COVID, and B, Ian. I think because of the fact he had that bridge at Sanibel Island open in a matter of days. I mean, here we have the Nevada midterm election with five key races undetermined, and they're still dragging their feet. Arizona's dragging their feet. Look at all the ballots they have to count. I'm just like, excuse me, in Florida, they got this thing so tight, squeaky tight. I mean, tighter than a gnat's ass. They've got this thing so tight, they got it done in one night. Any state that is not functioning like that, any state that can't put out a PSA or a word that you have a dead candidate out there, please, he's dead, you can't vote for him. And the guy won in a landslide. You have to be that stupid to be that plugged in and ignore everything. Plugged in, meaning you've got that Democrat mindset on your head. No matter what happens, you're going to go vote the party line because you've always done that. That's the El Stupido part of this whole equation. We have people out there that don't think. They're too busy watching Roseanne on TV and The View. They're too busy watching that crap. They got this thing in their head, cognitive dissonance, and they think the only way this country is going to be saved is by doing everything Biden and the Democrats tell them to do. They can't think for themselves, which you got to wonder about the gene pool these days and how messed up it is. And we got this stuff going on, like I said. You know, it's perfectly obvious the lawsuits are going to start flying. You watch. Vote Like a Mother. Parental rights groups are notching a key school board win all across the country for the 1776 Project PAC. According to Daily Caller, the organization Moms for Liberty told the DCNF they hope their candidates will focus on academic achievement and bring transparency back into the classroom. They helped with these key races in Florida, Oklahoma, Ohio, and Maryland. So that's what they're taking credit for. But in the meantime, John Kerry, Podesta, you know him. They had to bring him back into the equation again. And Macron, technocrats are openly hostile toward capitalism. You know, if they're going to kill our food supply and they're going to kill our farms, they deserve what they get. Because, as you know, I just got done watching the Hunger Games last night and watching Julianne Moore get an arrow in her heart. Man, just the thoughts that ran through my head, because the slogan there was, remember who the enemy is. Right, Katniss? Darlene in Indiana, how are you?
Really good. How about you?
Well, I'm just like everybody else here that's
fired
listening
up
to the show. Yeah, fired up and somewhat frustrated. But, you know, see, there's only so much that we can do about it. So,
right.
You know, the
and
thing
I think,
is, keep plugging away.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Florida, I think I heard last night they have 22 million people that voted or some dang thing, and then Arizona's got 7 million. I guess it's 22 million population and 7 million for Arizona, and they did a remarkable pull-off on their count with no problem.
Yeah.
The other thing is, it was good to hear Lauren again. I lost track of her over the years, and I always used to like her calling in and giving her knowledge and wisdom on things. And yesterday, I think it was, somebody mentioned CPAP machine. And
yeah,
if you
CPAP.
Have that, of course, you have sleep apnea. But the problem that you have is in your thyroid. And since I learned that, I've been talking, I come across these men, and you look in the back of their pickup, and they got things like a bunch of Mountain Dew cans, which has got bromine in it, which even pulls more iodine out of your thyroid. And you need to get some iodine, and suggested by the book says, I should say, and possibly some beef thyroid supplement, and you don't need a sleep apnea machine. That's just a crutch.
Thank God I don't drink Mountain Dew. I can't stand that
stuff.
Well,
it's just, there's other things,
Every other month, I do have a Red Bull. Sometimes
Formula One taught me about that.
I'll bet it did. Oh, wow.
All right. I brought a bunch of cases down the fire department here because I don't need a new habit. But the other thing is blood pressure. Blood pressure medicine is the gateway drug for AMA.
Yep.
When you start on that, then you're going to start getting on other things. And the 20-year-olds that are getting on this blood pressure medicine, it just breaks my heart. And then the other thing, I did an experiment. I found a can of nitrogen-packed 1975 wheat, which I call vintage 1975.
Yeah.
And I took some of it and I baked it, ground it up and baked the loaf of bread, and I ate it to see if I was going to kill myself or not. And then I have a little group we met. And I took a couple loaves down to them of it. So if you see a date like that, check it out, but don't just throw it out,
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if it's nitrogen packed, you just never know, Darlene.
I don't know if that was why or not, but the thing that really made me smile was it was glyphosate free.
Yeah, there you go. See, now I always knew there's a sell by date on there for a reason. Wow. Thank you so much for your call. We're at the break, and we're going to be back with Alan Clark. He's a retired captain. You're going to love this because we're going to get into some really heavy-duty stuff here because he's done his homework, let me tell you. You're going to want to be here for that. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us on this hour. We're going to be back after the top of the hour break. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.